弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来一起求神的帮助我们。
Let us pray for God's help.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come together before you to give thanks.
主，感谢你在耶稣基督里解决我们这些罪人，成为你的儿女。
We thank you in your Son Jesus Christ that you have chosen us as your children.
主，我们更感谢主，你赐给我们你的话语，让我们能够透过你的话语认识你。
We thank you more that you give us your words, that through your words you let us know you.
主，就求主你祝福我们今天在一起的敬拜，愿我们的敬拜能够达到主你的面前。
Lord, we ask you to bless our worship so that our worship can reach to you.
主，我们每个人能够一个能听的耳朵，能够明白的心。
Give us a willing ear and heart to receive, hear your word and receive your word.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次呢，我们讲到呢，主耶稣骑着驴驹进入圣城耶路撒冷。
Last time I preached that the Lord Jesus that ride on the donkey to enter into Jerusalem.
那么他的门徒呢，和以色列很多的人呢，把棕树枝呢铺在地上，也把一些衣服呢铺到地上。
That his disciples and other followers that they spread the palm tree or their cloaks on the road.
那么他们也把很多衣服搭在那驴驹的背上，让耶稣基督骑在上面。
And also they put their clothes on the back of the donkey so that Jesus can ride on that.
那么一同呼喊何塞纳，何塞纳，他的意思就是求你现在就拯救我们。
And they shouted together, Hosanna, Hosanna.
那么显然人们是在把主耶稣呢当作一个王接入这个接入圣城。
Apparently they are receiving Jesus as a king to enter into the city.
那么他们满以为他们盼望的弥赛亚呢已经到来了。
They are thinking that the Messiah they are expecting is here now.
那么他一定会那把他们以色列人呢从这些罗马人的统治下能够拯救出来。
He will lead all the Israelites out of the control of the Roman soldiers.
能够重新建立以色列国，能够做他们的王。
So the new Israelite country will be established and Jesus will be their king.
然而主耶稣呢，主耶稣的所作所为呢让他们感到非常的失望。
But what the following that Jesus has done disappointed them.
因为他没有带领以色列人进行这场革命。
Because Jesus didn't lead them into this revolution they expected.
而是来到了圣殿，他在周围查看了各样的物件。
On the contrary, he came into the temple and examined everything there.
那么直到晚上了，他才和十二个门徒呢离开圣殿，回到了伯大尼。
Until the night that he left the city and went back to the Bethany.
而跟随他的那些人呢，已经都散去了。
And all the followers, most of them, they are scattered.
那么今天我们刚才读的信息呢，是主耶稣以王的身份进入耶路撒冷后，这是第二次又来到耶路撒冷。
And today's scripture we just read is the second time that after Jesus entered into Jerusalem.He came here again.
而这次呢，他来到圣城耶路撒冷，不再是来圣殿中查看各样的物件，而是来清理圣殿。
And this time he came is not just to examine everything. He is about to cleanse the temple.
那么信息中也告诉我们，他在清理圣殿之前，那么他也咒诅了一棵无花果树。
And today's scripture also told us that before he cleansed the temple, he also cursed a fig tree.
而当主耶稣清理完圣殿以后呢，他和门徒回伯大尼的途中。
And after he cleansed the temple, on the way he went back to Bethany.
那么，那当时呢，当初被主耶稣这个咒诅的那棵无花果树呢，已经完全的枯干了。
And the fig tree that Jesus cursed is totally withered.
那么在福音书中呢，主耶稣那么常常用树那来用树结不结果子来比喻一个人是否有属灵的生命。
In the book, in the gospel books, that Jesus often use fig tree, berry, bear fruit or not to illustrate that if a person, his disciples, bear fruit or not.
所以他有时候用葡萄树，有时候用无花果树。
Sometimes he used the grapevine. Sometimes he used a fig tree.
我们看在约翰福音第十五章五到六节，他这样讲：他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Just like it is said in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5 to 6, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
那么主耶稣咒诅这棵无花果树，还有他来清理圣殿，这之间有什么关系？
So what is the connection between Jesus cursed the fig tree and also cleansed the temple?
那么圣经使用这两件事情要让我们启示我们什么？
And what the Bible used these two things that trying to tell us?
那么带着这些问题呢，让我们一起来看今天的信息。
With all these questions, let us take a look what to examine what today's scripture tells us.
那么求主带领我们能够明白，我们神的子民应该靠主的信心、力量还智慧，能够结出圣灵的果子来。
So we ask the Lord's help that by His power that His people can bear fruit through His Holy Spirit.
那么我们从三方面来思想今天的信息。
Today we want to illustrate this in three parts.
那么第一方面就是主耶稣咒诅不结果子的无花果树。
So first is the Lord curses the fruitless fig tree.
那么第二部分就是主耶稣洁净被滥用的圣殿。
Second is the Lord cleanses the abused temple.
那么最后我们最后看主耶稣的话，那么必然得到应验。
And the last part is the Lord's words must be fulfilled.
我们先看今天第一点，主耶稣咒诅不结果子的无花果树。
Let us take a look of the first point.
这是在第十二节到十四节。
It's from verse 12 to 14.
我们先看十二节。十二节他这里在说，第二天他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了。
Verse 12, the next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry.
那么其实呢，在第十一节中我们知道，主耶稣在查看完圣殿后，就和门徒晚上的时候回到了伯大尼。
From the verse 11 that we know that after Jesus examined the temple, then he went back to Bethany with his disciples.
那么这是他们第二天再次来到耶路撒冷的途中。
So verse 12 is the next day that once again they entered into Jerusalem.
但是呢，如果我们把平行的这段圣经接在马太福音21章，还有二十一章的22节到22节也有记载。
So this the same verses is also recorded in book of Matthew.
那我们会发现呢，从写作的顺序来看。
So we know that from the way that it is written.
那么马太福音中呢，主耶稣咒诅无花果树，他放在了洁净圣殿之后。
So in the book of Matthew, Jesus first cleansed the temple, then cursed the fig tree.
那么这似乎与马可福音的记载好像有什么冲突。
So this from the appearance that seems there's a conflict between these two places.
那么其实呢，这是因为呢，马可福音它是完全按照时间顺序来写作的。
This is because the book of Mark is exactly following the time sequence to write.
而马太福音呢，它是按照主题来写作的。
But the book of Matthew is written according to the theme of the situation.
所以呢，按时间顺序 从主耶稣咒诅无花果树到他们发现无花被咒诅的无花果树枯干。
So from the timetable that Jesus first cursed the fig tree until the fig tree is withered.
那么这是从第一天早晨到第二天早晨，大约有二十四小时。
So it is from the first the morning and the first day till the morning to the next day.
而主耶稣洁净圣殿就是发生在这期间。
So the time that Jesus cleansed the table happened in between.
所以呢，在马可福音中，在咒诅无花果树和无花果树枯干之间，那么就洁净了，就出现了洁净圣殿这一件事情。
So in the book of Mark, that the Jesus cleansed the temple happened, right in between Jesus cursed the fig tree and the fig tree gets withered.
而在马太福音中呢，把咒诅无花果树和无花果树枯干呢，他们放在了一起，形成了一个主题。
But in the book of Matthew, Matthew put Jesus cursed the fig tree and cleansed the temple together as one theme.
而洁净圣殿呢，又是一个主题。
The cleanse the temple is another theme.
所以呢，时间顺序上看上去不是很清楚。
So the focus there is not according to the timetable.
所以我们读圣经的时候呢，可以对照这些平行的经文，我们就明白为什么这样子。
So when we read the Bible, we can compare and are in parallel, so that help us to understand the scripture.
那么这里也告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他说主耶稣基督饿了。
So here also tells us that Jesus is hungry.
那么这里面也再次的告诉我们，耶稣他不但是完全的神，他也是完全的人，他是道成肉身的神。
So here teaches us that Jesus is not only a fully God, he's also a fully human being, and he become a man and come to this world.
那我们看第十三节，他说远远看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么，到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
Verse 13, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves.Because it was not the season for figs.
那么无花果树大家如果见过的话，这种树呢，它的树冠比较大，但树干呢较短，也很显眼。
If you see ever seen a fig tree, this kind of tree that has a big canopy.
那么一般人呢，站在树下一伸手就可以够着它的枝子，也可以摘上面的果子。
And its main the branch is not too tall. If a person that ordinary person that stand under the tree, they can easily reach to the canopy of the tree.
但是无花果树呢，还这种树特别。那么它呢，不像这个别的果树，比方葡萄树呀、梨树呀、果树等等。
So the fig tree is also special. It's not like a vine tree or the pear tree.
那么这些树呢？刚才说这些树呢，它是先开花，然后从花的底部呢就结出果实来。
So those trees they bear the flowers first, then after the flower, there's a fruit comes out.
而无花果树呢，它的花呢是开在这个无花果的果子里面。
But the fig tree, the flower is inside the fruit of the fig.
所以你只有把那无花果切开，你才能看见里面那些花丝，也从外面你根本看不到。
So until you cut the fig fruit open, then you can see the flower inside.
所以人们就称这种树呢为无花果树。
That's why people call those tree, kind of tree fig tree.
所以它不是没有花，而是它的花我们从外面看不见。
It's not because it doesn't have flower. It's because the flower is inside. You can't easily see it.
但是如果我们仔细观察无花果，我们会发现。
But if you examine the fruit, carefully, you will find out.
那么在它的底部呢，有一个很小的洞。
And at the bottom of that fruit, there is a hole.
那么这个洞就是留下呢，为了蜜蜂能够钻进去，能够传花粉。
So that tiny hole is left out for the bees that can go inside and spread the the flower.
这也再次让我们看到神创造的奇妙和他的完美。
And once again, it tells us how wonderful is God's creation and perfect.
那么主耶稣和门徒呢？我这儿说，远远的就看见一棵无花果树，而且长满叶子。
And here tells us that from the distance they see a fig tree and in many leaves.
所以显然这棵树呢，它是长得比较茂盛。
And this tree is very healthy and dense.
那么无花果树呢，它是从六月份就有开始成熟的。
So the fig tree usually mature in June.
那么一直它可以持续到十月份。
And it can bear fruit until October.
那么主耶稣和他的门徒呢，在看见无花果树这棵无花果树的时候呢，我们知道是在逾越节的前几天。
So we know that the time when Jesus saw this fig tree that it's about the time of the Passover.
而逾越节呢，每年它都是在我们的公历的四月份左右。
So usually the Passover is in the month of our current the calendar April.
那是呢，虽然没有无花果树的那个时候，虽然不是无花果树的成熟期。
So it's not the time for the fig tree to bear fruit.
也就是说，圣经文就告诉我们说，还不是收无花果树的时候。
So the scripture also told us that it's not the time for the fig tree to bear fruit.
但是不管怎么说，无花果树呢，它已经开始结果子了。
But anyway, that the fig tree is about to start to bear fruit.
而且人们也往往会摘这些没有成熟的果子来吃。
So sometimes people will take ripened fruit to eat.
然而呢，当主经文告诉我们，当主耶稣跟他的门徒来到树下，想从树下呢找一些果子吃的时候。
So the scripture tells us when the disciples and Jesus came under the tree and trying to find any fruit to eat.
就只看到很多的叶子，却找不着果子。
They saw a lot of leaves, but without no fruit at all.
也就即使那些没有成熟的果子，也在这个树上找不着。
So there are even not matured fruit there.
所以很显然，这是一棵不结果子的葡萄树。
So
那个无花果树。
So obviously, this is a fig tree that without bearing any fruit.
也就是说，这棵树虽然外表上看上去长得很好，但是它不结果子。
So from the outward appearance, that this tree looks healthy, but it didn't bear any fruit.
我们再看第十四节。
And verse 14.
耶稣就对树说：“从今以后，永没有人吃你的果子。”他的门徒也听见了。
Then he said to the tree.May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples also heard him say that.
我们都知道主耶稣呢，他是全知全能的神，但是他也是完全的人。
We know that Jesus Christ is an omnipotent and omniscient God, and he is also fully human being.
他咒诅这棵无花果树，他并不是因为他找不着果子吃而生气。
It's not like he.Because of he couldn't find the fruit of this tree that he was angry at about it.
这里更重要的目的是在用这个事例来比喻以色列人的情形。
And the most important usage here is that Jesus used this as an example to warn us that Israelites is a nation that fruitless.
其实以色列人呢，他们看似就像这棵茂盛的葡萄，这个无花果树，但是他们不结果子。
And the Israelites like this outward healthy tree, look healthy tree, but without bear any fruit.
所以他们只有外表假冒伪善的这些宗教活动。
And they only have all the outward ceremonies in hypocrisy.
却没有活出神的子民所应有的生命。
But they didn't live out the life that God's people should have lived.
如果他们不悔改，他们必然会像这棵无花果树一样受到神的审判。
So if they continue this way without repenting, they will be also like those fig tree and be cursed.
其实在旧约中先知书里面特别是那么就有很多的地方那么神使用无花果树来比喻以色列将来必然会受到审判。
And in the Old Testament, that God used many illustrations to describe this situation.
比方在耶利米书第八章十三节，他这样讲：耶和华说，我必使他们全然灭绝，葡萄树上必没有葡萄，无花果树上必没有果子，叶子也必枯干，我所赐给他们的必离开他们过去。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 13.I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no more grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them.
那么在马太福音二十三章，那么主耶稣也特别责备了以色列的中的这些宗教领袖，责备他们的假冒伪善。
And also in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, Jesus also rebuked those leaders for them being hypocrites.
我们看其中的两节，就是马太福音二十三章二十七到二十八节，他这样讲，他说：“你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看。”里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽，你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
Verse 27 to 28, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean.In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
那么主耶稣咒诅完这棵无花果树，就和门徒呢继续往前走，他们要去圣城耶路撒冷。
After Jesus cursed the fig tree and he led the disciples, they continue walk towards Jerusalem.
而圣经上说，这一切耶稣所做的、所说的，那么他的门徒都听着了。
And the scripture told us what Jesus had done and said that his disciples all heard.
我们看第二点，就是主耶稣来到圣城，他要洁净被滥用的圣殿。
So now let us take a look of the second point that Lord entered into the temple and cleansed the temple.
这是在十五节到十八节。
From verse 15 to 18.
我们先看十五到十六节。他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。
Verse 15. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
那么根据福音书的记载，其实呢，主耶稣有两次洁净圣殿。
And according to the recording of the gospel books, that there's two times that Jesus cleansed the temple.
那么第一次是他在地上事工的开始，那么这个只在约翰福音中有记载。
And the first time is recorded in the book of John that when Jesus just started his ministry.
那么我们今天看到的主耶稣洁净圣殿是第二次的洁净圣殿。
And today the scripture saw that it's the second time Jesus cleansed the temple.
那么从旧约圣经我们知道是所罗门首先建了第一座圣殿。
And from the Old Testament the scripture that we know is Solomon is the one that built the temple.
而后来呢，这座第一座圣殿呢被巴比伦人呢烧毁了。
And later on, that the Babylonians that they burned down the temple.
但是当波斯帝国呢推翻了巴比伦国之后呢，他们就波斯王呢又让犹太人回耶路撒冷来重修圣殿。
But then the Persia, after they overturned the Babylonians, that they sent the Israelites back to Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple.
所以呢，他们回来重建的这个圣殿，算是。以色列历史上的第二座圣殿。
So the temple described here now is actually the second temple that rebuilt.
那么耶稣时代的这个圣殿呢，其实是由当时的大希律王他在第二座圣殿的基础上扩建而成的。
So at the Jesus' time, the temple that is the, it's the King Herod that he, expanded the existing temple.
那么这个圣殿里面呢，圣殿里它有圣所，还有至圣所。
And in this temple that there's a, the out temple and the inner place.
那么其实在外圣殿的外面呢，它有两部分，就是外院还有内院。
And the outside, then there's a divided into two parts, the outer court and the inner court.
那么外院在这个圣殿的外围了，占了很大一部分，占了最大的面积。那么它是敬拜神的外邦人聚集的地方。
And the outer court that taken the most place that is the Gentiles that they stayed there and.Get ready.
而内院比较小，它是犹太人聚集的地方。
But the inner court is the smaller court that only the Israelites can gather there.
因为犹太人他们恨外邦人，认为他们不洁净。
Because the Israelites that they despise the Gentiles that think they are unclean.
所以他们一直在盼望以赛亚到来，让他来洁净圣殿，把这些外邦人赶出圣殿。
So the Israelites, they are longing for the Messiah to come so that he can cleanse the temple that treats away the Gentiles.
所以他们想建立他们自己的王国，也就是 只想让他们犹太人自己来在圣殿中敬拜神。
So that they want to build their own kingdom. So only the Israelites allowed to worship there.
那么每年一次呢，来自各个地方的犹太人呢，都要来圣殿聚集，来一起过逾越节。
So every year that the Israelites all over, the places will come and gathered, to Jerusalem to, celebrate their Passover.
而过逾越节的最重要的活动，那么就是献祭。
So the most important activity for the Passover is they gave sacrifice.
那么为了给这些献祭的人。这个提供方便，其实更是为了他们自己要获得更多的利益。
So in order to bring convenience to the people that who offer the sacrifice, especially for their own gain.
那么这些管理圣殿的这些犹太领袖们，就在外院里面设立了很多的摊位。
So the leaders that who in charge of the temple that they establish the stations that are in the temple.
那么这些摊位呢，有兑换银钱的，有卖鸽子的，还有羊羔等祭物的。
So those stations that include that money changer, changer place, the tables, or that the of the sacrifice like a little lamb.
也可能在也有做其他买卖的
，and also some other merchandise.
所以就是这个圣殿的外院呢，就像一个赶集的市场
，and make the outer courts just like the free market.
所以呢，主耶稣在这里洁净圣殿，他并不是他反对人们来过逾越节。
Jesus here cleansed the temple. It's not that he's against the people to celebrate Passover.
他也不是说反对人们来这里献祭。
He's not against the people to offer sacrifice here.
而是反对他们把滥用圣殿，他是敬拜和献祭的殿，然而他们把这里当作了一个市场来用。
He's against the people that who use the temple as a free market.Instead of worship and giving God sacrifices.
所以这完全背离了圣殿它的功用。
This is against the original functionality of the temple.
我们看第十七节。
And verse 17.
便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒是它成为贼窝了。
And as he taught them, he said,Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers?
那么主耶稣这里前半句，他是引用的是从以赛亚书五十六章第七节。
So the first half of this verse is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 7.
这里说，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因为我的殿必成为万民祷告的殿。
Isaiah 56, verse 7. These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
那么主耶稣这里用我的殿必，是经上不是记着说吗？我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿吗？主耶稣这里面用一个反问句，是在责备这里的犹太人。
And Jesus here is use a double question sentence ask the Israelites.
那么他责备这些人，他特别是他们里面的犹太的领袖。
And he's rebuking those, especially those leaders over the Israelites.
他责备他们说，如果你们真的是明白圣经。
He abused, rebuked them if you truly understand the scripture.
那么说，神是让各万各国各邦的人来到殿中来认罪悔改，来敬拜神。
God is allowing all nations people to come here to repent and worship God.
他们就把它变成了买卖的市场。
But instead, you turned here into a free market.
成为他们个人得好处的工具。
And turned to be a tool for you.Yourself gain.
那么后半句它是引用从这个耶利米书第七章十一节引用的。
And the second half of this verse is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 11.
那么这里说，这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 11. Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you?But I have been watching, declares the Lord.
那么这里呢，主耶稣也是在告诉这些犹太人，特别他们的领袖。
And here, Jesus is telling the Israelites, especially their leaders.
那么祭物呢，本来是分别为圣，归给神的。
And the sacrifice should be set apart and give to God.
而现在呢，是成为他们随便买卖的俗物。
But now becomes the unclean things that they can buy or sell freely.
那么这既抢夺了本来属于神的荣耀，也抢夺了人他们这些人们外面的人来认识神的机会。
And this is not only rob the glory from God, and also rob the opportunities for the peoples that to know God.
那么这些宗教领袖们。那么他们利用圣殿，其实在为他们自己来谋利，其实与盗贼是没有什么两样。
So those religious leaders that they use the temple to make gain for themselves.
那么我们看第十八节说，祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。
And verse 18, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because of the whole crowd was amazed at Jesus' teaching.
那么祭司长和文士他们都是属于犹太领袖。
And the high priests and the scribes, they are all leaders of the Israelites.
他们听到主耶稣对他们的斥责，那么就要合谋想谋害耶稣。
When they heard Jesus rebuking them, that they plot together trying to kill Jesus.
那么这里面的原因之一，就是因为他们本以为他们有权柄来随意操纵圣殿的使用。
And the reason is they think they have the power and authority on how to use the temple.
来为他们个人谋私利。
And for their own benefit and gain.
而耶稣他却来到这里，自称是圣殿的主人。
But Jesus came here and claimed that he is the master of the temple.
并且开始清理圣殿，这就断绝了他们得利的途径。
And he started cleansing the temple, and this cut off the gain. For the religious leader.
那么另一个原因就是很多这个人呢吸取主耶稣他的教训。
And another reason is that the crowd that they're amazed at Jesus' teaching.
所以我们也看到，在主耶稣进入圣城的时候，有很多人前拥后呼来跟随他。
And we know that when Jesus just entered the Jerusalem, that the whole crowd that cheering and followed him.
所以这些犹太领袖呢，认为主耶稣对百姓的影响非常的大。
So those religious leaders think that Jesus has a big influence over the people.
那么这会影响到他们在他们的领袖的地位。
So this will affect their leadership role for the Israelites.
那我们看今天最后一点，就是主耶稣的话，他必然要应验。
And the last point is that Jesus' words must be fulfilled.
那么这就是最后的两节，就十九、二十节。每天晚上，耶稣出城去，早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都干了。
Verse 19, when evening came, they went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots.
那么主耶稣和门徒呢，他们总是晚上出城，第二天早晨再进来。
So Jesus and his disciples, they usually departed from the city and re-entered the city in the morning again.
那么现在呢，应该是主耶稣洁净圣殿后的第二天早晨。
And this should be happened that after Jesus cleansed the temple the next morning.
那么现在呢，正在进入在进城的途中呢，他们又发现来到了这个他们前一天主耶稣咒诅的那棵无花果树跟前。
So on the way that they re-entered the Jerusalem, then they saw the fig tree that Jesus had cursed.
那我们还记得当时这棵无花果树呢，它是枝叶茂盛。
We still remember at that time that the fig tree is has many leaves and.
所以从远处都能看见。
And from the way the distance that people can see the leaves.
而一天后，这棵树呢，从头到根完全枯干了。
But one day later, that this tree, from the top to the bottom root, is all withered.
我想当时呢，不结果子的无花果树不只是这一棵。
And I don't think this is the only fig tree that is not bearing the fruit.
那么为什么这棵无花果树枯干？原因就是因为耶稣基督，耶稣在前一天明确地对他讲过，说从今以后永远没有人吃你的果子。
Why the what's the reason that this tree only this tree withered? That because the day before that Jesus cursed the tree that said, no one will eat your fruit again.
那么这个神迹呢，一方面是让门徒再次的知道主耶稣他的绝对的权柄。
This is the miracle that Jesus wants the disciples to learn that he has the sovereign power.
那么另一方面是告诉他的门徒，主耶稣他的话呢必然要应验。
And on the other hand, he's also teaching his disciples that Jesus, his words that must be fulfilled.
也在告诉他们，如果圣殿不发挥他本该有的功用，他必然再次被毁。
And he's also telling the Israelites, if the temple is not put in use as it's designed by God, it will be destroyed again.
那么我们知道，在主后七十年，那么圣殿又被毁掉了。
And we know that after Jesus resurrected 70 years later, that the temple once again destroyed.
那么只留下一处外墙，也就是现在耶路撒冷他们所说的哭墙。
And only the outsider walls, part of the walls left there, and people nowadays called the weeping wall.
那么从主耶稣以弥赛亚的身份进入圣城，到他从死里复活，正好差不多是一星期一周的时间。
So Jesus, as a Messiah, the first time entered the temple to the time that he was nailed on the cross is about 1 week.
那么其实在这一个星期之内呢，发生了很多很多重大的事件。
During this 1 week, there's many things that major things going on.
而我们今天呢，一同只是目睹了其中的三件。
Today we only see the three of those major events.
那么他首先咒诅了一棵不结果子的无花果树。
So first he cursed the fig tree without fruit.
那么然后洁净了被滥用的圣殿。
And he also cleansed the temple that is abused.
那么最后发现被他咒诅的这棵无花果树完全的枯干了。
And later on, the people find out that the cursed fig tree is totally withered.
那么，接着我们来一起思考这么两个问题。
Let us consider two questions.
那么，无花果树的枯干和洁净圣殿有什么关系？
What's the connection between these two events?
那我们从中能够学到什么教训？
What we can learn from this?
那我们知道，神造万物、行万事，都是让他们发挥各自的功用。
We know that God created everything and he fulfills everything. The purpose is let everything fulfill their own purpose.
目的是来彰显神的荣耀。
The purpose is for glorify God.
那么他造无花果树就是让他来结果子。
He created the fig tree is for the fig tree to bear fruit.
那么借圣殿就是为了让罪人来到里面悔改归向他认识他敬拜他。
He built the temple is for people, sinners to come to confess their sin and repent and worship him.
那么同样耶稣基督呢为我们死死在十字架上为我们成就了救恩。
And it's the same that Jesus Christ died on the cross, accomplished the salvation for us.
那么他也为我们复活，那么赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够重生。
He also resurrected and gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can be regenerated.
所以我们重生得救的蒙恩的，我们这些神的儿女，那么他我神之所以给我们这样的恩典，是为了让我们活出属灵的生命。
So all the born again regenerated person, the purpose of their life is to glorify God.
那让我们像耶稣基督一样，那么就是活出基督的生命。
So that we will be like His Son Jesus Christ, we will live out that life.
而基督的生命的具体表现就是结出圣灵的果子。
And the fruit of this life is bear the fruit of the Spirit.
也就是我们刚才背诵的经文里面的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So that is described in today's memory verse. It's the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
那我们每一个神的儿女，我们应该常常问问我们自己：我有。这里边的哪几样我还缺乏哪几样
So every God's children should examine themselves daily that do we have any fruit in here or any fruit that we're still lacking we need to by God's power that we need to continue to bear them
那么今天信息中的第二我们能够学到另一个教训就是我们要警惕假冒伪善的罪
And the second thing that we need to learn from today's warning is we need to warn ourselves to not be a hypocrite.
我们知道我们之所以活不出基督的生命是因为很多的罪在拦着我们。
And we know that the reason that we cannot live a life like our Lord Jesus because the sin that indwelled in us.
那么假冒伪善的罪呢，也是里面很重要的一个。
Hypocrisy is the one of the sin that lives in us.
那么那棵无花果树呢，看上去茂盛，它却结不出果子。
And that fig tree that looks healthy and dense, but do not bear any fruit.
那么圣殿看上去宏伟，里面却充满各样不义的事。
And the temple looks glorious, but inside it full of the unrighteous things.
那我们作为神的儿女，也要常常问我们自己：我是不是有假冒伪善的罪
？We often need to examine ourselves. Am I a hypocrite?
其实不管我们有什么罪，我们要坚信，那么耶稣基督的宝血已经把我们过去的、现在的、将来的罪都洗净了。
No matter what kind of sin we have, we need to have faith that in Jesus Christ that He already cleansed all, of our sin.
我们应该感恩。
We need to have a thankful heart.
我们更应该知道主耶我们所我们之所以能够让我们耶稣就让我们能够做的就是我们要完全的依靠他。
And all we need to do is totally trust in him.
那我们知道我们什么也做不到，但是我们靠着神赐给我们的力量、信心和智慧，我们一定能够结出圣灵的果子来。
We know by ourselves we cannot do anything, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bear those spiritual fruit.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together with a thankful heart.
我们谢谢主，你赐给我们以上这段美好的时间，让我们一起来听主你的话语。
We thank you for giving us this wonderful time that we can hear your words.
主，求主你赐我们每个你的儿女一颗全心依靠你的心。
We ask you give one, every one of us a heart that totally devote to you.
让我们能够常常与你亲近，能够真的求主你的圣灵引导我们，知道我们的罪，也赐给我们悔改的心。
So that we often want to be closer to you and know our sin and have a thankful heart.
让我们靠着主你赐我们的恩，你赐我们的恩典，能够活出基督耶稣你的生命。
And by the grace of you, that we can live out the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们生命中结出圣灵各样的果子。
So that our life will bear all kinds of spiritual fruit.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.